This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hello, everyone. It's Megan.
And Kristen. Hello.
Kristen, do you know what today is?
Taco Day?
It is National Taco Day.
It's also National Vodka Day.
Did you see my taco shirt? You missed it.
I missed it. Yeah, you had pizza, so I was
going to say, yeah, because it's National Taco Day, so we had pizza.
Yeah.
So, are you going to tell us about our beer tonight, ma'am?
I am. So, this is from J-Dubs Brewing Company.
We're hoping it's J-Dubs. It could be J-Dubs. J-Dubs.
So, if you know the correct way to pronounce this, please...
feel free to correct us.
Yeah. But yeah, J-Dubs Brewing Company, Sarasota, Florida. Very pretty area, Sarasota.
I like Sarasota. Yeah. Agreed.
And it is a Bell Cow Chocolate Milk Porter. Yep, that's what it says. That's a lot of stuff to read. Sorry, guys.
This is like in my realm of beering, so I'm excited. I'm a big porter stout girl.
Will it taste like chocolate milk?
I hope so.
It kind of does taste like chocolate milk.
Does it? I'm excited.
I feel like you could put that on like some vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have one friend, Dawn, who always teases me and says, like, if it's beer that you feel like you could put on ice cream, like, Meg will love it.
Yeah, but then seriously, you could pour that over some vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, I like it. No, yeah. It's good.
And then you could just go to town.
Mm-hmm. I'm into this beer.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it over here since you're spitting and sipping.
I'll go back to my LaCroix.
Yeah. It feels like a beer. It's like your mocktail for this week.
I've been calling it my LaCrunk since I've been pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. So tonight we are talking about the Disneyland Paris 10K.
10K.
Which is themed evil sidekicks.
So who are you?
Kathy and I had decided before the medals were revealed that we were going to be Pain and Panic from Hercules, which I was really excited about. And then they revealed the medals. And it was Pain and Panic from Hercules.
So you guys, like, were super stoked.
We were super pumped, yeah.
And you guys did a dress. Did you do another dress then?
I did a dress for all three.
Okay.
I will say, so I think I text you the night before the 10K because I had fallen in the bathtub and I was crying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. Yep.
So I took a nasty spill after the 5K because the 5K is the night before the 10K and the 10K starts at 7 in the morning. And so I had gone back to the hotel after the 5K and the Disneyland Paris tubs are weird. Maybe it's like that in all of Europe. I know my hotel in Paris after the Disney run was very similar tub where it was up high. So you have to, it's like thigh high, the edge of the tub. I don't know how to explain it. So you have to step up into it. Maybe not thigh high for normal people. Maybe like knee high-ish. Maybe above knee high. But definitely above knee. So anyway, so you have to step up and into the tub. So then I, again, was without sleep and had gone back to the hotel after the 5K and showered, and at which point, getting out, I forgot that I had to make this huge step into it and wiped out dirty style.
Wow.
So the morning of the 10K, I rolled out.
Did you take, like, the whole shower curtain with you?
No, because I had pulled the shower curtain back already, and I stepped out, and it was very, the potties were behind the door. It's weird to explain the bathroom.
So
there.
In my head, I'm making this a lot more probably dramatic than it is. But
it was really dramatic.
In my head, you've like fallen and like you're wrapped in the shower curtain. Mm. But it's like a fluffy white one because it's like a, you know, a Europe hotel, whatever.
Oh yeah, you're way making it fancier.
Yeah,
than
so
it.
In my head, this is what's happening, and you're like wrapped in like this fancy.
I feel like it's also a very like sexy Playboy bunny version of what could potentially happen.
Oh no, because you're like body bag wrapped in this.
Oh good,
thing.
Okay. Yeah. As long as it's not attractive, yeah. Then I'm okay. No, I did not fall into the shower curtain. I fell across, and across was the wall. Mm. And so I hit the wall with my elbow and my foot went out and under the tub, and there was a lip of wood hanging over. It's so weird to explain it. My shin went into the tub side, and then my foot went underneath, and when it hit the bottom of the wood, it started to immediately swell. So going into the 10K, I was freaking out a little bit, but quietly on the inside, I was trying not to say anything to our friend Kathy because my foot was swollen and my right shin was swollen and it hurt to take steps, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna blow today. But then I very quickly forgot all about it because
you get excited,
Disney, and I get excited,
adrenaline.
Yeah, my adrenaline was like,
So I don't know about everyone listening, but I know sometimes when we, not sometimes, every time we run Disney, we constantly have to remind ourselves that we, this is not our pace, this is not our pace, because we just get so excited.
Oh, yeah.
And next thing you know, we're like, whoa, they got here much faster than planned. And then that's bad.
Yeah. We have to rein it in.
Yeah.
I find with, I really love to run new runners, as you know, like people whose first time it is at Disney. And so a lot of times I'm used to being like, hey, pull it back. But Kristen and I have been running together for so long. And I'm sure some of you are similar or are hopefully are going to have a run partner at some point similarly where, you can, sorry guys, I'm getting text messages, awkward, where like we can feel when one of us picks up the pace and a couple of seconds in, the other one will be like, whoa, what's happening?
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah.
Because we match each other. We just mimic what each other are doing until one of us picks up on the fact that the other one just...
Yeah.
And I get really excited around characters, and I know you get excited around characters, so...
Yes. And sometimes it's not even a voice. Sometimes it's just like a hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah.
But both of us have a tendency to pick up the pace and we get excited about stuff, so... So, okay, so evil sidekicks, 7 a.m. start. And then on stage, because it was Pain and Panic, they had Hades do the opening.
Oh, okay.
And then Pain and Panic rolled out. And I hadn't taken a picture of them on stage because I thought they would stay. And when I got closer, they would be there. But they were gone. They left. They were only out there for a hot minute.
Like the first chorale, mm-hmm. probably, yeah.
I think they went before the start, I think. Mm. They, like, popped out and back. But they were on the course.
Mm. Did you get a picture?
No, I missed them.
Hmm. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. I didn't see them. They weren't at. They weren't out when I went out. They were, and when I went out, it was Krunk, and then they switched. Like I said, they switched places. Whereas here in the U.S., you get the same character over and over again, just a different person, probably. Like
I wonder if Krunk was drinking Le Krunks.
Look, I think. Oh my gosh, you're such a mess. You're such a mess. So Kathy. As we previously have discussed, when I get into a corral, I like lock my bladder down. But Kathy
and myself, I'm bad about having to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. But Kathy had to go to the bathroom, and so she went over, and she said there was no line at all.
That's crazy.
Like from the corral, from the start.
Yeah.
She said she walked over, and it was just straight in, tinkled, walked right back.
That's crazy because I know. There are many times where I'm like, oh man, this is a bad idea. But I can't hold it. Because as much as I love my dear friend Megan, my very first friend at Disney, she's like, oh, the bathrooms are just right around the corner. They're like mile 5. And when you have to go to the bathroom that badly that like you're seriously sloshing when you run, like ever since then, I don't trust her.
So I like to do this with all new runners if they don't know any better. I prefer to use the potties in the park. Like, I don't want to use the porta potty, man. So if it's a new runner, I know that the first real bathroom is at mile 5 to 6 in the castle when you get closer to Disney, but they don't know. So Kristen was one of my, fell prey to one of my, just hold it a little while longer.
Yeah. Now I don't even do it. Now I just literally will.
Just lawless.
Yeah.
Just pee anywhere.
It's true.
No, it is true. Wait, where did you pee this last?
Behind a caterpillar machine.
On the side of the road.
Yeah.
Construction. Yeah. That's my girl. All right. So again, there was smoking in the corral. So that was fun.
I guess that's a thing over there.
It's a thing. You just smoke and run and smoke. I can't say it's over there, though, because I have done the ING marathon down in Miami before, and some guy ran across the finish line. I was right behind him. He walked over to his wife, pulled a cigarette out, and lit up.
That's gross.
It was crazy.
I kind of just vomited in my mouth a little bit when you said that.
It was nuts. I don't know how people do it. How can you run and smoke?
So truth be told, remember when I first started running with you, I was a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually stopped smoking to run better because I was dying.
Yeah.
I was dying.
Yeah, I remember we had to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Like nicely, just would you rather smoke or run?
Because
not going to be both. It ain't going to work that way, Tits.
So in some ways, you've saved my life.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had a really awesome time in the park. Again, now the sun's coming up. It's my first time in the park in the daylight. I was so pumped because we, again, hadn't been in the park at all. And so I just loved it. I want you to come so badly because I think you're going to love it. I'm really excited. I need you to come to Paris with me.
I need my husband to stop trying to have kids.
I know. I'll work on him too. This time there was music, and mm-hmm. maybe because of the daylight, but it was clear when the finish line was coming up this time.
So you knew.
Mm-hmm. So I knew. I could see it, and you could hear people screaming, and there's, yeah, like, I just feel like at the 5K, I don't remember there being music, and I don't remember there being people cheering, and again, hadn't slept, so if I missed it, it's on me. But at the 10K, it was daylight and very much more clear and obvious what was going on.
Right.
The character lines were still super long.
Hmm. Like how long? Like another 30 minute or?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like crazy. It wasn't worth it to me. There were, I
so not to peek on your notes, but did you get the Mad Hatter?
I did not get the Mad Hatter. No.
It hurts my heart a little bit.
Why are you freaking out my notes, man?
As someone that's been Alice before in costume, I would have hoped that you would have thought of me and been like, oh, there's no Alice here. I'll get the Mad Hatter.
So my characters for the 10K, thanks for bringing it up, Kristen, were that I saw were the Mad Hatter and the White Rabbit.
Don't say.
Oh, yeah. Flotsam and Jetsam.
Oh.
I did get a picture with them, but they didn't have a photographer there.
Oh, so did you just phone it?
Yeah, we just used the phone, and I switched out with another girl who was really sweet. But I thought that was weird because I think, like, they had a humongous line. I mean, I waited in line for that, but it was Flotsam and Jetsam. And to me, that was really cool because, you know, I had done Ursula last year and I had handmade Flotsam and Jetsams to be going up my leg and my arm.
Yeah.
So I was just so excited when I saw them. But yeah, there was nobody there taking pictures. So I
did you think
weird.
Of me when you?
I did. Okay. I thought Kristen would love this.
Yeah, so I'm sure. A huge. So I don't know. I think we've told this before, but when we actually took a metal pictures with Little Mermaid, I couldn't even talk.
Yeah, Kristen gets starstruck
by Ariel. This is true.
So Krunk was there from Emperor's New Groove, and mm-hmm. I just love him. He is the cutest. I love Yzma. Like, they're just so funny. That movie never got the acclaim. Have you watched it yet?
I did. Remember, watched it when I had my hip surgery. It's a whole other pod day, but yeah.
Yeah. So that movie just didn't get the acclaim I think it deserves.
It was cute.
So good. Briar Rabbit and Briar Bear, King Louie.
Oh, I love King Louie.
Drusilla and Anastasia. I can never say that right. Did I say that right? Drusilla. I don't think I spelt it right on there either. Drusilla.
Oh, this is from Cinderella?
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
The stepsisters.
Sure. Yeah, the stepsisters. So speaking of stepsisters, remember last year at our run, like, they, you know how they always make their ugly faces?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, make an ugly face. But I just get so excited, I'm like cheesing.
I know, yeah. We always stop, take a picture. I have a scowl and you're like smiling. I look like an idiot. But no worries, no problem. But again, the characters were getting switched out. So nobody stayed for too long in that one spot. They were constantly changing.
Moving, yeah.
So I have to tell you something that I noticed at the 10K and the half marathon, I think is so cool and so weird all at the same time. It freaked me out a little bit because I don't know if we're just disgusting, messy Americans or what, but there were no cups on the ground.
Really?
Like when people would go through water stops, I'm used to running through you trudge through the water and the cups everywhere.
Yeah.
And people just throw them down. They were all in the trash bins.
Really?
It was the most organized water stops I've ever been through.
So I have to tell you something really cute. So Julia, who's running her first half marathon at Wine and Dine with you.
And her husband. I'm hoping they'll be on the show.
So Julia's first run ever, I was like her first organized run ever. It was like a cupcake run. It was a local run. It was very, very small. But she, I ended up just doing the 5K that day. I was supposed to do 10K, but the ground was slippery, and I was post-hip surgery, and I was like, yeah, not doing this. So anyway, mm-hmm. So she texts me, and she's like, I don't understand. All these people just keep throwing their cups on the sidewalk. I don't understand what's happening. I want to pick all these cups up. She didn't. It was so cute. She didn't know.
That's really funny.
But so maybe she should run in
Paris. She would like it. It's a lot more organized for sure. I don't know if it's because the trash bins were so much bigger.
Oh.
But yeah, it was so clean. Wow. And then I felt like I can't throw my cup on the ground. I definitely have to put that bad boy in the trash.
Yeah, because you don't want
to
be the person that starts the wrong trend.
Yeah, I don't want to be the, and then everyone's looking at me saying, hey, that's the American. Look at her making a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just went ahead and put it in, ran over to the trash can with everybody else and put it in. Just very lovely.
Well, it was nice of you.
I know. So sweet. So
when in Rome.
Exactly. So that night, so we finished the 10K and it's amazing. We get our medals and it's a beautiful day and it was lovely and the sky was amazing. The sky in Paris is, when it's good, it is good. And then I came home and I thought, do I appreciate the sky here as much as I did over there? And then I thought, no, I don't. So I'm starting to appreciate our sky more. That's a weird thought, but I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
So we finished the 10K and then that night we went to the park. We did their version of Hollywood Studios and it was cute and tiny and but really fun. And then I had signed up for the dinner buffet mostly so I could talk about it on the pod in case anybody wants to do the runner's dinner buffet. And I regret it.
Oh, really?
I totally regret it. I wish I hadn't. I mean, I love you guys and I'm willing to take one for the team, but
why were you so blah about it?
It was a cluster cluck. Like, just from start to finish, we walked in and everyone, I had my voucher that I had printed out before I left home. So I was prepared like a good little doobie.
Did all three of you do this or just you?
Just Greg and I.
Okay.
Because our friend Kathy is gluten-free. Mm. And so she was worried that they wouldn't have anything for her. And she made the right life choice for herself. And then she also went back to the hotel room and just kind of crashed after the 10K because we had run and gone park. To the park and mm-hmm. So she just wanted to pass out and get room service. I respect that life choice.
Yeah, we've made that life choice before.
I've made that life choice before a lot of times for sure. So but we all conjugated in this room and I had my voucher and it was just a mess. Like there weren't formed lines. It was just a cluster of people and then when they opened the doors everyone just started pushing and he couldn't have told you if people were getting in with vouchers or not. I'm just saying. Like some people had wristbands. I don't know what that was about. I don't know if that was a dinner package they had bought or a whatever. Mm-hmm. But I handed him my vouchers for Greg and I. And I said, oh, he's the tall guy's with me. But it could have been anybody because people were so jam-packed coming through the door. We were some of the first people through the door. And they had different size tables. So like 6 tops and 2 tops and 4 tops all set up. Most of the small tables were taken right away. So I asked this pair of women from England if we could share a table with them and they were so lovely. That was my bright spot for the evening is because they were just so fun to sit and talk with. But the dinner itself was a mess. So apparently, okay, so you have been in hospitality like I have your entire life. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to describe it to you. So they have a long buffet table, mm-hmm. plates on both sides. Mm-hmm. People start from both sides. Mm-hmm. But one side is salad and one side is pasta. So you have to go like this, but people are going like this.
So it's not an equally double-sided buffet.
Nope. Okay. And you have to go all the way down from whichever side you're coming from. So like you might be coming from that way, but then I have to go around you to get to the next one. Well, now I have to fight with whoever's coming from that way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the next one over. Yeah. So it was over and over and over again. Hmm. So I ended up doing like a fist amount of plate of salad. And then I grabbed some spaghetti noodles and they had red sauce marked as vegetarian, but it had meat in it.
Mm.
So I put the red sauce on top and one of the girls behind me said, this says vegetarian. Is it vegetarian? I said, yeah, I'm vegetarian. I'm grabbing it too. I scoop it on my plate thinking maybe it's like minced vegetables or diced vegetables in there. And it was 100% red meat.
Oh, no.
But by the time I realized it, the line had stretched so far across the room after I ate my salad that there was no way I was going to go back and fight through it. So then, at one point, I noticed that two of the buffet tables started to become less condensed with people. Mm-hmm. And there was hardly anyone there. But there were two tables that were super long. Well, they had run out of the pasta dishes at those two tables that no one was at. And instead of refilling pasta at those tables, they decided to just focus on the two tables. It was weird. It was weird.
Like, yeah.
You have a couple hundred people and you've decided to drop down to two buffet tables with just pasta. I mean, it was cool for Greg and I because we just rolled up in there and grabbed some dessert at that point.
Yeah.
And he was like, you hardly ate. Do you want anything? I was like, they can take my money and run. I think it was $40 a person.
So you definitely did not get your money's worth.
No, I did not. I want my money back. Dang it. And I would have gotten a drink. There was a bar in the back, but it was crowded. And
How many bars were back there?
I just think there was one. I don't remember
really,
seeing another
that
one.
Many people?
It was a big ballroom, but there could have been one on the other side. Mm. Anyways, it was a disaster, so I'm going to recommend against getting the buffet. If anybody goes, don't waste your money. Go do your own dinner. Or the dinners at the hotels were actually really good, too. Or
yeah, we've actually had a lot of luck here with the dinners at the hotels.
I know. Yeah, we had the most miraculous one was, I think, California Grill, I feel like, recently. So the secret vegetarian menu.
Yeah, so that exists. Everyone, so I'm not a vegetarian, but we went to dinner, and obviously Meg's vegetarian, and she asked, is anything vegetarian? There's like, oh, there's a special menu. We did not know that the special menu existed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it was better than the regular menu, I felt like.
Yeah, we both ordered off the vegetarian menu.
So that was the 10K. That was my 10K day. It was great, and I ended it with my snack box, which is always fun. And so that's kind of it. So next week we will talk about the half marathon. Otherwise, you guys have a great day. Catch you next week. Thanks so much for joining us again today, guys. Make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. Also, don't forget to hit us up on Insta and Facebook at Running on Sunshine.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.